Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The digital landscape is changing at a stunning pace, spurred on by new technology, evolving cybersecurity risks, and community-driven solutions. Today we'll unpack some of the latest breakthroughs, important legislation, and bold initiatives you need on your radar. First up, Dell's UltraSharp U5223KW monitor is turning heads in creative and technical circles alike, boasting a massive 52-inch stretch and a crisp 6K resolution. For those who spend hours at their workstation, the combination of a 120Hz refresh rate and UPS Black technology means color accuracy and buttery smooth visuals. It's designed to replace multi-monitor setups, condensing your workflow into a single, seamless display. This aligns with a growing push for efficient, clutter-free workspaces, especially as hybrid and remote work trends surge. Equally impressive, the Linux kernel community isn't slowing down. Recent updates broaden support for emerging architectures like LungArc and Apple Silicon. This signals the project's commitment to making Linux accessible and powerful across everything from laptops and servers to the latest consumer tech gadgets. For end users and enterprises, it means more options and often better performance, regardless of your chosen hardware. Not to be outdone, KDE just rolled out Plasma 6.6, bringing a wealth of new features and an extra dose of polish. Users can now enjoy more flexible global themes, color blindness accessibility settings, and an improved setup wizard for new installations. These enhancements reflect KDE's long-standing mission for a slick, inclusive, and welcoming desktop experience. In the wearable space, Asteroid OS is chasing a similar vision, relaunching as version 2.0 with a focus on privacy and sustainability. The update sees performance boosts, new features like always-on display, and broader smartwatch compatibility, all aimed at empowering users. Keeping on the hardware front, Micron has leapt ahead with its PCIe 6.0 SSD, the 9650 series. This lightning-quick drive boasts sequential read speeds up to 28 GB per second, easily outpacing many competitors. Designed for the heavy workloads of AI applications and data centers, it also manages power efficiency on par with earlier models. It's the first PCIe 6.0 SSD to reach mass production, promising tangible performance boosts in real-world environments. But tech breakthroughs never come without their growing pains, and that's where cybersecurity makes headlines. This week, the Electronic Frontier Foundation went public with strong objections against a new legislative push in Wisconsin. Under SB 130 and AB 105, websites would be forced to verify user age and possibly block VPN usage outright. Critics, including the EFF, warn that such requirements threaten user privacy, risk censorship, and open the door for invasive data collection. This bill lands in a global context, where lawmakers struggle to strike the right balance between protecting users and overreaching regulation. We're seeing a real tension between the desire for accountability online and the basic rights to privacy and digital autonomy. While the debate rages, technical threats are also evolving, as demonstrated by the recent discovery of 12 zero-day flaws in OpenSSL. These vulnerabilities highlight the importance of staying alert, with quick detection and response systems now more vital than ever. Artificial intelligence is increasingly essential here, giving security teams a fighting chance to keep ahead of fast-moving attacks. Of course, technology alone isn't enough. It's about best practices and a proactive approach. That's why up-to-date Linux distributions and regular patch cycles are critical for any serious organization or home user. A prime example of this responsible approach arrives with a new EFF report for journalists scrutinizing police surveillance technology. Aptly named Selling Safety, the report stresses careful analysis of the real benefits and drawbacks before buying into manufacturers' claims. Tools like this are necessary, ensuring that journalists and the public don't get swept up in the hype around high-tech policing promises. Shifting from policy to people, let's talk about open-source communities making a difference on the ground. Fedora's removal of an IP block in Syria marks a huge win for technology accessibility and inclusion, letting more users tap into free and open tools. Moves like these show the power of global collaboration and the ripple effect even small policy changes can have on real lives. Collaboration is also at play with the MariaDB Foundation welcoming Epsio as a silver sponsor. This partnership strengthens open database technologies and helps ensure resources flow to the broader community of developers and users alike. Meanwhile, the security of open source as a whole is being boosted by targeted funding, The GitHub Secure Open Source Fund's latest round provided $670,000 to 67 projects. These grants help project maintainers shore up defenses against growing threats and signal a shift towards security-focused development. Next up, let's look at two projects zeroing in on user experience and accessibility. The new Brief application promises to make Linux command navigation easier for absolute beginners and power users alike. It provides a practical interface over the command line, which should help lower the barrier to entry for those who feel daunted by terminals and shell scripts. Today, improving user experience is just as crucial as adding new functionality. Meanwhile, Svados is working to modernize access to DOS-era software with a contemporary package manager. Catering to vintage computing fans, Svados is keeping retro tech accessible, even as hardware and software move on. And for desktop enthusiasts, Ghostly SD's decision to switch its default display server from X.org to Xlibre was welcomed news. The move stems from regressions in the X.org codebase, with the project determined to maintain solid performance and compatibility across modern desktop environments. Under it all, there's a common thread, keeping users empowered and future-ready as technology evolves. So what does this all mean for organizations and individual users, especially here in Australia and more broadly? The answer lies in engagement, staying informed, prioritizing security, advocating for digital rights, and taking an active role in your tech communities. We're at a crossroads where innovation, legislation, and grassroots collaboration intersect, shaping tomorrow's tech landscape. For businesses, this means keeping a proactive eye on both opportunities and risks so you can adapt as challenges and technologies shift. For individuals, it's about learning as you go, adopting protective habits, and contributing to cultures that respect privacy and usability. Continuous learning and a willingness to embrace change are now table stakes for anyone navigating the complexity of digital life. And that brings us to the heart of why open source news and the broader open technology movement matters so much right now. These stories aren't just about code, hardware, or software. They're about people, empowerment, and agency. Every day, decisions about innovation, policy, and access affect millions of us, shaping how we work, connect, and express ourselves. So whether you're a developer, a business owner, or just a curious user, don't underestimate the impact you can make by staying engaged and informed. To wrap up, the week's news shows a world where boundaries are being redrawn, not only by technology, but also by bold ideas and collective willpower. Let's keep pushing for a future that's more open, secure, and inclusive for all. Thanks for listening.